I've said it before, and I'm just going to keep saying it. Wow. Wow. Wednesday night. Wow. It was extraordinary. The celebration of our new ministry together was extraordinary. It was above and beyond, to be sure, but it was not superficial. It was so special, but it was without pretense. It was extraordinary because it was exactly you. And it was quite me. And together, wow, God is here to prepare. You sent invitations. You shared the Facebook event. You called friends and neighbors. You gathered branches and vines outside, gilded them with gold spray paint, rolled them up into spheres, intertwined them with sparkling lights, and suspended them from the ceiling. You set out tables and draped them with Technicolor tablecloths, the most fabulous tablecloths I've ever seen. You set out torches and spent hours cleaning the dried wax off of the glass so that the candles would glow. You cleaned and ironed linens, you moved furniture, you practiced lots of extra music. You baked cookies at home and brought them in. You made punch of one kind and another. You set out stemware. You handled many calls, emails, and texts. You created spreadsheets. You cared. You smiled. You cried. You laughed. At times, in those days leading up, you sighed, and I was right there with you, wondering exactly how everything would come together. You prayed, we prayed. And you did all of this not just to keep busy. God knows, as Bonnie mentioned too, there are way too many ways to just keep busy. That's not what you were doing. You did all of these things to make room. To make room for me, to make room for our future together, to make room for all of those who are not even here yet. As you prepared, I heard you asking one another, "So who's coming? Who needs to know about these new things that God is doing? Who should we invite? Who can we include? How? Through our words, through our space, through our sound, through beauty, through warmth, through joy, can we embrace each one who walks through these doors to say, welcome home to Christ Church Detroit. There is room for you here." Which is to say, if I may be so bold, that you have been and will be continuing to prepare, echoing Isaiah and John the Baptist, preparing to see the salvation of God. What does it mean to see the salvation of God? It's one of those really churchy words. And why, I've always wondered, do Isaiah and John say we need to prepare the way of the Lord in order to do so? I mean, if the Lord is the Lord, won't he just come in? Won't our almighty God, like a close friend or a pushy neighbor, just show up in our home whether we've cleaned it or not? Why does God need us to prepare the way? What does it mean right here and right now, to prepare the way of the Lord. I think it has a lot to do with making room. And in fact, the word salvation in Hebrew means making room. Isn't that awesome? Making room. Listening. Making room for other voices to be heard. And I heard an awesome example of this past weekend, listening to the community chorus of Detroit that Ed was conducting and a number of you were singing in a concert called Gloria, a concert of peace, which set Vivaldi's Gloria alongside and interspersed with African-American spirituals of the same time. Can you imagine? There in Venice, Antonio Vivaldi was writing the Gloria among so many other things. And in Africa and in the new colonies, enslaved peoples were also singing to their God. And what moved me so much is that the words that everybody was singing, unbeknownst to the others, were so similar. For example, in the middle of the program, there was a spiritual Great God Almighty, which goes roughly like this: God, Great God, Almighty, Mighty, riding in a hurry, bullwhip in one hand, riding captain, cowhide in the other. Hear the captain coming, running, hiding. Hear my cry, O Lord, please hear my plea. Please don't you kill me, captain. Don't you kill me. I'm fighting till my death. I'm gonna keep running till my very last breath, shouting, Great God, Almighty, Mighty. Great God, Almighty God. Followed by Vivaldi's Latin, Lord God Almighty, Lamb of God, the Son of the Father, who grants us redemption and from our worldly sins forgives us. Lord, have mercy on us, we beseech thee. Forgive us for our transgressions. Hear us, Lord. Heed our supplications, O Lord. Followed by, there is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. John the Baptist, today, does not mince his words when urging us that repentance, self-examination, listening are what make room for God. Repentance, examination, listening is what prepares the way for the salvation of God. And every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God, all flesh shall see it together. Amen.